I would have made this a lesbian drink, but you can't float orange juice very well. And I don't know if it would have tasted good. I think this actually might taste okay. So we went by because it was easier.
Wow.
Metaphors for life. No, what? Just kidding. That was
like
me personally.
What a take to have.
You know how lesbians just say they're bi for a little while?
I'm not allowed to comment on that.
If you're me. No, but also because a lot of these... Welcome to Fine Pairings. I'm Grace.
I'm Claire.
And we're talking about the Barbie movie, 2023. Claire, what is your relationship with Barbie? The movie or the doll?
Deep and appreciative. I had a lot of Barbies growing up. Mm. I still have them somewhere.
Oh, cute.
And I haven't gone through them yet. Mm. But I had a lot of Barbies. I played with a lot of Barbies. I watched a variety of the Barbie movies growing up. Yes. I saw the Barbie movie on my 31st birthday. I took my family because I was allowed to pick the activity. And they didn't know what they were getting into. I knew what I was getting into. So I had fun and I enjoyed it and I cried. Yep. And they got in the car and were like, well, that was,
not what I expected.
Hmm. And I was like, what were you expecting? It was always going to be about patriarchy and the conversations around femininity and
being they a person.
Were, yeah. And they were like, I just thought it would be a little more, I don't know, like maybe like the Lego movie. And I was like, no, why would you think that?
And like a movie also is like weirdly deep for a movie about children's toys, but they all seem to be that way.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I was not as much of a Barbie kid. I think I had a wide variety of interests as a child, and I think I didn't understand like how to play with Barbies, but I did appreciate like all their little accessories mm-hmm. and like putting different clothes on them. That was always fun for me. So now as an adult, I'm more into that because I can put clothes on myself.
Yeah.
Loved the Barbie movie. Was not a Barbie movie kid. Like, I don't think I've ever seen any of the, like, VHS ones. Like, I don't know why they didn't enter my sphere. Maybe I've seen, like, clips or something, but no, I think the current Barbie movie is the first, like, Barbie movie I've seen.
Okay.
I had a good time. I remember there was a bunch of, like, 9-year-olds in front of me. I could not tell if they were having a good time, but they were there. And I appreciated the 2-week span of women just existing in groups wearing pink.
Yeah.
And, like, recognizing each other.
It was nice.
And saying hi, Barbie, to each other. That was very fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just enjoyed mm-hmm. being witness to that.
Yeah.
That was great. I had a really good time. And then also during our school spirit week, we had a Barbie day,
mm-hmm.
which I guess meant wear pink. Okay. But I was like, no, I'm going to dress as a Barbie.
Yeah.
And no one understood what I was doing. And I was deeply unappreciated. Anyway, similarly, I ended up having to kind of quickly traverse the Barbie movie fanfic realm. It is incredibly fruitful, as you would probably imagine, but it hasn't had time to breathe, really. So it's all kind of a lot of similar stuff. So I was having a hard time being like, well, what should I pick? There's a lot of stuff about, you know, Barbie coping with her humanity. There's a lot of stuff about Gloria and Barbie dating and falling in love.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. And there's a little bit about like, you know, Ken dealing with his stuff, or Ken and another Ken getting together. Like, there was a couple of those things, but I was kind of like into it being a Barbie thing. And so I was like, okay, well, all of these are very similar. How does one pick?
Oh, does.
And I found one. I was like, okay, the title of this is interesting. I like the concept. Commented on that one a few days prior to when I would have had an emergency need. That person got back to me and was like, I'd rather do the polka naked in front of my whole family than have this read aloud, so please don't. I was like, I appreciate you, and also now I'm kind of in a bind because it's Thursday, and we're recording mañana. I do not have the time, because a lot of things were just not, like, sticking out. When everything is good, everything is hard to parse. And so this morning, in kind of a haze, I was like, okay, I got to find something. So I went back to, like, some of the first fics that were written right after the Barbie movie came out. And I found a couple of things. And it is a good representation of what I would say a big chunk of this part of the fandom is. And it is titled, Is Your Mom in Love with Barbie? The 10-Step Guide.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I wouldn't have, like obviously fanfic is fanfic, and so it's very gay. But, like, I wasn't expecting so much Gloria, which is America Ferrera, and Barbie in love.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, like, they're best friends. She's working on stuff. Like, you know, a lot of things could happen. But that was like a lot, aggressively a lot of what was going on in this fandom right now. We got to get our feelings out. Yep. I understand. So that is
I would have gone again, and maybe this is because I have, maybe this is because I already have a polyamorous Barbie fic. Fair. I would have leaned polyamorous Barbie world, where it's like ooh, Barbie isn't in a relation, like Barbie has Ken, but Barbie also has all the Barbies.
Yeah.
So it's like, and they don't have a concept of like that sort of
monogamy. Why would they?
Why would they?
And like, why would Barbies have any monogamy? Honestly, great point.
So like, I would have leaned that in a fic where it's like, maybe Gloria is trying to understand the like, why the Barbies are all just like so open with each other and has to like process that.
Really reflects how people played with their Barbies, like for sure. Yeah. I could see, I could really see that being like, oh, like, well, I want to date Barbie, but Barbie doesn't really seem to have a concept of like what a relationship is. And like,
yeah.
No shit. I love that. I found my fic. I messaged the author. I was like, I need a better outfit for this day. I went on Facebook and found this outfit. And like later, I was like, I don't have a drink.
Good.
And so I was like, okay, pink drinks. Pink drinks. What do we do? What do we do? Cosmo. Sure. Okay. That's interesting. Can I just bring a regular Cosmo? That doesn't feel creative enough. Idea.
Uh-oh.
One, saw this dress, was inspired.
Yep. I'm seeing.
So this is what I am calling a Bi Pride Barbie Cosmo. Okay. Or alternatively, because it's kind of hard to tell, could also be a Trans Pride Barbie Cosmo, because there was a lot of sexuality. There was a really interesting fic I found where they were talking about like how Barbie was coping with being like a human woman. And so like went on like Reddit, and a lot of trans women were like, yeah, me too. Like, I'm dealing with all those things and like this like miscommunication of like, what's going on with Barbie? And so like finding like some solace in like that journey of her becoming a human woman and transitioning. So I was like, there's a lot of queer stuff that we can find in Barbie. And I love that for us. So to make it Bi Pride, I have sunk some blue curacao because I knew that was a thing that you could do.
Okay.
So
I like it.
I am really curious if this is good. It's adorable. Much like me. Adorable. Might not taste good. But very cute.
Well, with that.
Reminder that Claire gave me way too much to drink in the last episode. That's why we're here.
I don't have a rebuttal.
I don't know if I got any curacao, but that is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Hmm. It's probably going to be really curacao-y at the bottom. But right now, it's delightful. Very quaint. Precious.
Woo, I got something real tart in that. That's it.
It does have a kind of a lot of lime juice in it.
Oh, shit.
The correct amount, but...
No, it's that I think it was like just first... Yeah, first sip. I think I drank deeper to try and get some of the curacao. Maybe I did. Or maybe I just had just more juice. Maybe just had more liquor in my mouth.
Also possible. Yeah, it's
all possible.
To make a regular Cosmo, it's like... I think it's supposed to be 2 ounces of vodka, 0.75 lime juice, 0.75 triple sec, and like a half an ounce of cranberry juice. It's not a lot. So I subbed a little bit of the vodka for the blue curacao so it would fit.
Okay.
So it's like a shot of vodka, and like I just dumped it in there. So I don't actually know how much curacao. Probably like a half an ounce.
Okay. Yeah,
cute.
That's cute.
So luckily for me, I messaged this author in hopes that they would get back to me, because obviously this is a new fandom. And so all these are really new fics. And they got back to me basically immediately, which was so helpful. Thank you. So it's by an author named Miracle Liho or Liho, L-I-H-O. Not sure. They're actually like a really new writer. So like they only started reading and writing fan fiction in like 2021, which feels very youthful to me because that was yesterday.
Yeah.
So they kind of just started like posting to see how it would go. And so now they're kind of seeing like their whole writing journey over the last couple of years, which is super cute. They are a student and for the most part like podcasts. And so they were like, imagine my joy when I saw your comment on my fic. And I was like, so fun. Specifically 40-minute podcasts so they can go on walks and runs. And that's kind of all they do. And I was like, that's
chill. That.
I love that for you. Just live your dreams. So cute. And this was one of the first fics to be put into this tag.
All right.
So it was like I saw the movie around opening weekend, went home, wrote this fic.
Nice.
And maybe didn't edit it. I don't remember.
Who cares?
So this is Your Mom in Love with Barbie, the 10-step guide. So it is from Sasha, the daughter, Gloria's daughter's point of view. Barbie is crying on the sofa. The thing is, They aren't even ugly tears. It's irritating as hell that Barbie doesn't even cry in an ugly way, Sasha thinks. She still has to look gorgeous, even in emotional distress. What a joke. But Barbie is crying on her sofa, and even though Barbie as a whole is still objectionable, set the feminist movement back 50 years and is the greatest threat to all women ever, Sasha feels bad. Besides, her mom had told her she should be nicer to Barbie because she's going through a really hard time right now and adjusting to the real world. And, oh, could Sasha also do the dishes every Tuesday because work has gotten really busy? Sasha hasn't done the dishes, but she thinks that maybe this is the time to try and be nicer to Barbie. There's another sob. Barbie? Oh, a sniffle, a delicate hand to wipe away the tears. Hi, Sasha. And then a watery smile. Sasha feels weirdly out of her depth. She doesn't really do the comfort shtick. She puts infographics on Instagram stories and is angry at the world. That's her whole thing. You okay there?
Mm-hmm.
You don't really, you don't look okay? Nope, it's all A-okay. All right then, crying Barbie. She meant it as a joke, something fun and teasing to lighten the mood, but it comes out harsh, slips from her lips before she can stop it. And then Barbie starts to sob again.
Uh-oh.
Mission abort. Mission abort. I think I'm going to go and I'm going to go get mom. Mom is working in the home office because, of course, she is. Sasha tries really hard to not feel bitter about that anymore, especially after the whole Barbie Land debacle, because really that would be enough for anyone to appreciate their mom more, but it still stings a little sometimes. Mom? Oh, hi, honey. There are doodles of Barbie on the notepad next to her laptop. They're sketchy, abstract, and not depressing anymore. Barbie is crying. Again? Again. Oh. Her mom gets up almost immediately, pushes her laptop to the side, ties her hair back into a loose bun. Okay, thanks for telling me, sweetheart. I think she's just having a hard time. I know. When Sasha goes back into the living room, they're still on the couch. Her mom is rubbing soothing circles on Barbie's back, who has now moved away from sobbing and more into sniffling, and is looking at her like she's the only thing that matters in the world. Sasha thinks. She presses herself against the doorway for a moment, because she really doesn't want to interrupt whatever this is, because it would be really awkward, and also her mom might ask her if she's done the dishes yet, and she most definitely hasn't. It just sucks. I don't know how to do it. You just gotta keep trying. It'll be all right. I'm not you. I can't. I'm not good at any of this. Sasha leans in a little more. Oh, no, honey. No. You're perfect. And Sasha thinks, again. Her mom takes Barbie's hand, that stupidly, perfectly manicured hand, with all the care in the world, and Barbie turns to face her and sniffles. We'll figure it out together, okay? Okay. Sasha goes back upstairs, Googles, how to tell if someone is in love, because having a gay mom would be really cool and radical and less boring than having a straight mom, and Barbie being gay would be really cool and radical and less boring than having a straight Barbie. Also, they seem really happy together. Yeah. I do love that idea, though, just being like, how to know if my mom is in love? Question mark? What see when mom in love?
How love?
Have you ever seen like a child like Google stuff and they don't really know how? It's really funny.
I mean, watching myself Google things and being like, do you not, you even know how this is going to turn out? Like,
have you ever Googled, am I in love?
Yes, mm-hmm, probably. Mm-hmm. My favorite one is, if you Google, how do I know if I should break up? Cause like the core answer is like, if you're Googling it, my friend,
you probably should. Whereas Googling, if you're in love, you're entertaining the option.
Yeah.
But obviously you have some sort of hesitation. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a better Google.
Yeah. It's that the should I break up ones, it's like the probably, yes. Whatever website.
Does it just come up? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Whatever website you click on is kind of like, well, you know, it could just be okay. But also, maybe you need to reflect on why you're asking the internet if I should break up with them. Maybe you need to reflect on, is this just something I feel like I should do? And the internet's like, if you need permission, give it to yourself.
And we give it to you now.
And you're like, come on, man. I was kind of hoping you would allow me to gaslight myself a little bit longer.
Yeah, let me gaslight myself.
I want it to keep working, so.
Yeah. So the rest of these sections are categorized by the checklist of things that Sasha found.
Okay.
So our first item is number one, they have fun with you, even if the task at hand is not fun. Barbie is laughing, clutching her stomach and leaning on the countertop. Mom is cackling like a hyena. The sink is overflowing with soap bubbles. They're trailing down onto the floor. They are coating Barbie's hands. Sasha yelps as she almost slips. There's a puddle of water overtaking most of the kitchen. Barbie manages to catch her with one soapy hand. It doesn't work. Sasha takes Barbie down with her in a tangle of limbs. Sasha, Barbie, oh my God, are you okay? Sasha, stay still. I'm fine, Mom. Barbie, sprawled across the floor, shoots her a look. Sorry, I'm okay, Mom. Thanks. Barbie? I'm great. Just give me a minute. Sasha hauls herself back upright through sheer force of will. Barbie tries and just skids further across the floor like Bambi on ice, all long, uncoordinated limbs. Mom laughs and laughs and laughs before eventually offering Barbie a hand to get her upright. What were you even trying to do here? Well, I thought I should help out more around the house, considering that I'm staying here for a while, and, well, I thought I should do the dishes, but we don't have water or working soap in Barbie Land, so...
Never had to do it.
Yeah, you just turn it on and you're like, it's on now. I guess I keep it on until I'm done with the dishes.
Yep.
Just super cut of like that.
Just, I'm like, get it together.
It's so slippery.
Like, you're just slippery now.
I'm so slippery. Full of soapy water. Okay. Barbie gestures vaguely around the kitchen. Mom, honest to God, giggles at that. Looks at Barbie as she does. Sasha thinks, check. Number two, they look at you a lot. And I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. Sasha almost has the line memorized. It's Mom's favorite rom-com. God knows it. And they're all watching it together. She's curled on the big armchair because Barbie and Mom are on the sofa and she doesn't want to get in the middle of that.
Gross.
They're splitting a bowl of popcorn together while Sasha has her own. She's watching them more than she's watching the movie at this point. Every minute, Barbie will glance over at Mom. Every minute and a half, Mom will glance at Barbie. It's sickening.
Yeah.
A teenager watching your parent be in love. Ugh, gross.
Yuck.
They keep giggling as their hands graze in the popcorn bowl. I'm so glad to have a girls' night again. Sasha wants to choke Barbie to death with a pride flag. It's so obvious. But there's one moment where Mom turns to Barbie and just smiles as she looks at her. Her grin is almost blinding. It's disgustingly sweet. Check again. Number three, they pay more attention to you. Sasha has been trying to get Mom to notice her for the past hour and a half. She's dropped three plates, played her music nearly to maximum volume, and still nothing. Also, the broken plates mean fewer dishes for her to wash. Small mercies. When she, eventually, gives up and goes to locate Mom, she's with Barbie, obviously, showing Sasha's baby pictures. Less obvious. Her eyes look watery. Barbie is holding her hand. Sasha turns straight around and goes back upstairs. She is not dealing with that. Check. Three.
Yep.
I just wanted to show you this baby that I love. I love the idea. So teenagers be like, smash.
Wait.
Smash. It's like absolute teenage rebellion.
Yeah, totally. Like,
what do I have to do to get some fucking attention in this house?
A lot more than that.
I know I'm not a blonde goddess, okay? I can't be that for you, Mom.
Right.
Number four, they show empathy in good times and bad. The streamers pop with a bang. Sasha and Mom jump out from behind the couch. They're wearing party hats. No, Sasha didn't have a choice. And there's cake on the counter. Barbie beams. It's electric. Sasha can feel the corners of her lips rising in solidarity. Tries to get them not to, to no avail. Barbie is wearing a blazer over a pink cropped shirt with loose, flowy white trousers. She still managed to keep a Barbieland wardrobe in the real world. Well, nearly. She's wearing fucking Birkenstocks that ruin the whole outfit. Ruin all of her outfits. Barbie refuses to wear any other shoes, though. What Sasha is trying to say, in a roundabout way, is that Barbie just looks so happy. She looks happy and human and not the teary mess on the sofa Sasha has become all too well acquainted with. Surprise! The college acceptance letter is quickly handed over to Barbie, who grins even harder. Sasha thinks it's unfair for someone to look so perfect. Oh my God, I got in! I really got in! They like me! Mom tackles Barbie in a hug. They stay like that for about 5 minutes.
Sasha times it. Hell yeah, you did great. And it's so close, I can drop you off on the way to work. You really don't have to. Of course I do, we can get lunch together. Aww! Check, check, check. Then Barbie is pulling Sasha into a hug that she can't escape from, and why is she so strong? What the fuck?
Weightlifter Barbie.
She's plastic.
She's plastic.
There should have been a weightlifter Barbie. That would have been really fun. There was a lot of other athletic Barbies.
Yeah, because it was probably just sporty. And
there was gymnastics Barbie. Loved that one. You just like pushed a button and she flipped in circles.
I do remember that.
Ooh, good shit. That's why she's so strong.
Yes.
Number five, they remember the little things. Sasha lets mom hug her before she goes into school now. It's nice. It's better than what they were before. She loves mom. Really, really, really does. And one hug before school isn't really a big deal in the grand scheme of things. Barbie sits in the back seat. She ruffles Sasha's hair before she leaves and hands her her lunch. It always tastes amazing. She started to write these dinky little notes in it now as well. Stuff like, have a great day, or be your best Barbie.
Be your best Barbie.
Be your best Barbie. I'm not a Barbie. I don't, you know what? I don't care. That's cute. Whatever.
Be your best self, be your best Barbie.
Yeah, be your best self is phrase. It's a phrase that makes sense. Be your best Barbie is really funny when that's her name.
Yeah.
I can imagine me being to you like, be your best Grace.
I
feel weirdly slighted.
I'd be like, but that's not who I am. So.
Yeah, be your best Sasha would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Be your best Claire. Okay.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Wow. I can do that.
I feel great. I feel validated. Thank you. Note in my lunchbox. You just write that to yourself.
Yes.
Not a bad day.
I'll just like make myself a bunch of notes, put them in a jar, and then like randomly select them out for my lunch bag.
Oh my God, I love that. Do that. you just pick one at random and like sometimes, like you ran out of steam at some point. Like some of that. Be your best Claire. Have a great day. Blue pill it today.
Blue pill.
You know?
I will forget everything. Start fresh.
I will forget it immediately. Sasha keeps all of them in a pouch in her bag. Barbie, obviously, will never find out about this. It's as she's getting out of the car that she hears mom start to ask Barbie if they want to go back to that lunch brunch gal's place that they went before, because she knows Barbie wanted to try the waffles, but didn't get to because she was trying hard to be more professional. And that was just silly, because everyone likes waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Does she even need to keep saying? Check. Number six. They introduce you to the important people in their lives. Barbie is literally living in their house. She'd met dad as well, but mom and dad are just friends, which seems confusing, but really isn't. They'd gotten married for the sake of tax benefits. Sasha's actual dad is somebody they don't talk about because mom gets really sad. Sasha doesn't need him anyway. Mom does more than enough. So Barbie has basically met all the important people in mom's life, and also her boss, but he's a dick, so Sasha doesn't count him. Number seven, they often mention the future. Sasha? Yeah, Mom. Can you just... Mom beckons her into the office. Sasha doesn't like this. Do you want to sit or... Mom, what is it? I think Barbie is probably going to be here for a while, and I realize I didn't really check with you about that, which I probably should have, but you seemed okay with it. But I realize that you're a teenager and you probably don't actually express your emotions, and even though Barbie is really important to me, you're my daughter, and I... Mom looks like she's about to have a stroke. It's nice, though. Mom, it's cool. Okay. Okay. And we need to talk about the dishes. Mom! Number eight. You feel like you can tell them anything. Sasha just wanted to get a quick midnight snack. Really. And she thought both of them were asleep. Both of them were asleep in the bed that they share because there's a guest room, but apparently it's lonely. So Barbie is literally ending up in mom's bed every night.
Suspicious.
Just gals being pals. You know how you get lonely at night? So you gotta sleep in a bed with a person.
No.
Yes. Just friends. Just two friends. Two best friends. No?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds nice.
Clearly you've never had a best friend.
I haven't. I have not.
But Barbie and Mom are on the couch. Mom is crying. Mom is crying. Mom. Who's cool and strong and manages to do everything. And I just worry about her so much. I just want her to be happy. And I don't know if I'm doing anything right. Gloria, No, no, she doesn't have a dad. I ruined that for her. I fucked up her childhood before I even started. Barbie wraps her arms around her mom's shoulder, or around mom's shoulders. Pulls her in so her head is leaning on her shoulder. You didn't do anything wrong. You're an amazing mom. I see it all the time. But, Gloria, listen to me. She doesn't need a dad if she's got you. Especially not him. There's something angry, spiteful in Barbie's voice as she says it. It's just a little scary. Mom buries her face further in Barbie's shoulder. Says something Sasha can't hear. No, you're a good person. Sasha loves you so much. I love you so much. She's a good kid, and she's happy. She's even happier now. You two make each other better. Sasha hugs Mom back the next morning when she drops her off at school. Holds her just a little tighter. Barbie gives her a small, knowing smile from the backseat. Number 9. They do things with you. All the time. They're back in Barbie land. Mom and Sasha are here for some reason. She doesn't know why, really. But Barbie wanted to bring Mom, and then Mom thought she should bring Sasha, so here they are. Mom and Barbie are off somewhere, ensuring that Barbie land remains patriarchy and horse-free.
That's important. Except from the horses that pulled the sleds.
I was going to say, horses are fine. Horses actually very non-patriarchy based. Horses, very feminine, actually. You ever hear a horse voice? No, there's a reason. There are no horse voice.
There are no horse.
For a reason. Horses are for girls.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows horses are for girls. Come on now.
Imagine a world where we like very full chested said that.
Horse boys.
Horse boys.
Yeah, he's a real horse boy. He's got horse boy energy.
Got horse boy, you know.
What do you think that would mean? Describe a horse boy. The first thing that comes to your mind. Don't think.
I don't even know. It's like a horse boy would be like confusing because like I have too much horse girl in my head. So I'm like thinking that he's like brushing their manes a lot is like, but it's also like farm adjacent.
I get like cowboy boots wearing flannel, not lumberjack, but like, mm-hmm. like a free spirit boy, which is not quite what a horse girl is. But
what's tough is like it's that conceptually like cowboys are horse boys. We just don't call them.
We should start calling cowboys horse boys.
He's a real horse boy. Cause like I was watching like Yellowstone very avidly and they're like
all horse boys.
Training horses, riding horses, talking about how great horses are.
Yeah.
And it just over my head that they're horse boys.
See, this is just the patriarchy talking. Men are allowed to care about horses and we do not call them horse boys. But as soon as a girl like a horse, she a horse girl.
It's because boys are allowed to have interests and girls are not.
And boys are allowed to have one interest and it not be weird. It's girls true. Are not allowed to have one interest.
It's true. It's true.
We're not reclaiming horses in this fic, which I think we should. Barbie Land, full of horses, but they're for the Barbies.
They are.
They're not for the Kens.
We're just braiding manes and, you know, taking care of horses.
We're just letting them hang out. We're not even necessarily riding them. We're just like friends.
We're bringing them to activities.
Yes. Okay. Sasha doesn't care that much about all that stuff. It's mainly politics. But she does like hanging out with Weird Barbie because she's weird. And that's cool. Weird Barbie, in question, has been listening to Sasha explain the intricacies of the mom-Barbie relationship and the fact that they're undoubtedly in love for the past half hour. Never pegged that Barbie as the one to have a late-stage lesbian awakening, but sure. You don't even know. It isn't really a surprise. I mean, come on. You've seen what the kids do with us. Mm-hmm. Ew, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think that about my Barbie. She's basically my stepmom at this point. Yeah, I guess. Weird Barbie looks into the distance for a moment. I guess she never figured out that I was hitting on her then. You were what? Number 10. They make out with you. Platonically.
That is a platonic thing to do. Everyone knows that.
They're fucking canoodling, kissing, making out, locking lips in the middle of the goddamn kitchen at 8 a.m. 8 in the morning.
That's early.
Are you joking? They split apart. Barbie is wearing an apron that says kiss the cook.
A little on the nose.
Maybe she was just taking direction.
Fair.
Oh, hey, Sasha, your mom was just helping me boost my self-confidence. You were kissing. In the best friend's way, silly. She takes a very deep, steadying breath. Tries not to scream. You two are in love. You are not best friends.
You are homosexuals.
Gross and in love.
Mom has the decency to look ashamed. Barbie doesn't seem to care.
Why would she?
Right. A beat. And then Barbie says, okay, with a giant stupid grin. Mom sputters. She's gone bright red. What do you mean, okay? We can't just... I guess we're girlfriend now.
Aw.
But we... Mom, look at you two. Right. Yeah. We're girlfriend now. Barbie hums something as she turns back to the pancakes on the stove. They look beyond burnt. What? That's it? Mom shrugs, pauses to accept a cup of tea that Barbie hands her. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah,
that's it. You don't really have to do anything differently. She's sleeping in my bed already.
Yep.
And then Barbie says, we should probably pick up some dental dams. Mom drops her mug. Sasha decides she's going to move to Alaska and never come back. The end.
I'm also going to move to Alaska and never come back.
Truly a parent or like a parent figure saying that. Just, ugh, I guess I should get some condoms. Ugh, goodbye.
I'm horrified.
I've left. I have left this plane of reality.
And I'm like, I can't be here away. Anymore.
So that was Is Your Mom in Love with Barbie? The 10 Step Guide.
I want to say yes.
Literally checked everything so many times.
I feel like it's a, if you've checked more than half, it's all probably already a yes.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's like a, if this was a 8 out of 10, you're probably in love.
Yeah.
I also like that it was like, she Googled it and it was clearly like, if they do this to you, because like most people would be like, do they love me mm-hmm. as an insecurity? Yeah. I guess also people would be like, do I love them? But like, do they love me? If they do this, if they do this, if they do this. But she was just like looking as a third party being like, aha, they definitely are in love with each other. And I love my mom, I guess. I love Barbie, I guess. But these two, they're gross.
It's gross. But that's just because love is gross.
It is.
And
love is gross.
And watching other people's relationships is gross.
Especially your mom.
Yeah.
Ew. Can't imagine.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough stuff.
Especially with like, I feel like this was not explored enough. Of the dynamic of like, my stepmom is perfect. Because Barbie would really fulfill that trope of like, she's so beautiful. She is always like happy. She has all these skills, perhaps. Like, I feel like Sasha leaning into that would also be really fun. Maybe we haven't had enough time to let that enter the fanfic canon of like perfect stepmom tropes. Because I think that's funny.
That's a lot to live up to.
And like, this is what Barbie is for. Barbie is for like practicing you, like figuring out your own identity through like a doll that has no...
You try on hats.
Real personality of your own. Yeah, and has so many hats. And so like, I loved going through the Barbie fandom and being like, I can see exactly that happening with us as adults.
Yeah.
One person was like, oh, like, yeah, Barbie figuring out like, you know, that you can't make babies through sex with another woman. And another was like, oh, like Barbie is really like autistic coded because she's like figuring out how to be a human and like doesn't understand like non-literal language and like that you shouldn't look at people a certain amount.
Yeah.
And blah, da, da, da. And like other people were using it to be like, yeah, it's like a trans allegory. And I was like, I'm having such a good time.
Yeah.
Everyone's just putting their own stuff on Barbie. And that's
what Barbie is for.
That's what Barbie's for. Ah. My soul.
Yep. I love it.
So good. So healing. If you want to explore the Barbie tag on your own time, you're probably going to have some feelings. Or you'll find some smut. I don't need smut with my Barbie.
No.
I could have smut with my Barbie.
Yeah.
It's not required.
No, it's not.
We'll see. I was like, no, Barbie is for figuring out my own identity.
That's actually what she's for.
That's what she's for.
You can try on clothes, identities, careers, relationships to other Barbies, all of it. It's just whatever you need to explore, you can explore with Barbie.
Who am I? What is my relationship with other people? What is my relationship with the world around me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Barbie's for.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
so good.
And that's what fanfic is for.
Wow. Way to bring it full circle.
I try. So that was Barbie.
That was Barbie. That was cute.
I gotta go rewatch that movie.
I know. Me too.
Be your best Barbie.
Be your best Barbie.
Remind me every day to be my best Barbie. Even when people don't appreciate my outfits. It's fine. So I guess I don't actually know what for certain we're doing next week.
It's going to be a conclusion to the season.
Yes.
We are now entering conclusion time.
We will be wrapping up our Mean Girls fic from the beginning of the season.
Mm.
And We are also, of course, going to do our 5-star fix, which is going to be, again, probably 2 episodes worth of fix because we do have quite a lot of them featuring me and Claire and Josie.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yes. We'll definitely be doing the 5-star fix. And I'm really excited to see just what we all come up with. It's always fun to like push our writing and creative abilities to see all sorts of fandoms we never would have written for.
And I continually like that we have to be a little vulnerable. And
oh, it's going
to
be vulnerable.
In order to read other people's works, we have to then also produce our own works, which may or may not be good. And that's also fine.
That's okay.
That's part of the deal.
Not everything has to be good.
We're not always good at everything. Especially when you guys give us really niche stuff that we've never heard of before. And that's fine.
But you know, we like the challenge.
Yes.
And we like to be part of the community that's vulnerable, sharing our hearts and our art.
I don't get a lot of excuses to write. And this is, I have to write these things.
No. So I'm, yeah.
It forces me to write when I may not otherwise, which is always nice. Yeah. So those are coming up in the next couple of weeks. And then we will be off for a little while.
Until season 8.
Until season 8. Whatever that may be.
I know.
We're not going to tell you.
But if you would like to guess or make suggestions, you can reach out to us at Fine Pairings Pod on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Tumblr, or on Fine Pairings Pod at X Twitter.
And on our Discord, which is the Fine Pairings Club. But you can find us with a link in our show notes. We also have a Patreon. While we are on our normal season rotation, we have video episodes available where you can see our lovely faces, our cocktails, our outfits, which have varying degrees of elaborateness.
Yes.
While we are on our off season, we will continue to do our Steam and Cream smutty episodes for 18 plus, where we read fan fiction and do our regular shtick in a coffee shop AU.
Yes, and the last way to get in touch with us is by email. So you can email us at fineparingspodcast@gmail.com. And there is your opportunity to send us fix or send in if you ever have a 5-star review for us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And then, as is coming up, you have the opportunity to request us, one of us, or I guess 3 of us, to not always 3 is available.
You can try it, Josie.
You can try it.
It's a 50-50 depending on what you request.
Yeah, you could tickle her fancy, but Grace or I will otherwise write a 500-word fanfic that may or may not appear at the end of one of the seasons.
Yes, which is always incredibly fun. You can drop that into the review itself or send it to any of the avenues, including our Gmail. And that's our movies. Hooray!
Beautiful.
Whee! Ending on a high note. Man, I love movies, Claire.
They're a good time.
Love talking about movies. Love having a good
this
time.
This was a fun season.
Yeah, very fun season. Yes. We hope you enjoyed it. And we will catch you in the next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.